Hi, and welcome to Pass the Pass podcast. In this episode, I want to talk about a protocol that has been increasing in popularity, and I believe for a good reason, especially in the last decade, a protocol named Ideal Parent Protocol, created by Daniel Brown, a professor of psychology at Harvard. So, from all the approaches to trauma and all the modalities and all the exercises and all of that, why is worth looking into the Ideal Parent Protocol? So I'm going to explain what it is, why I think it's worth looking into it, why I use it in my practice as a trauma-informed coach and a therapist in training, how to find someone who knows how to do it, and what are, alongside knowing the protocol and being educated in the protocol, what are the, so to speak, preliminary knowledge someone has to have about attachment styles, about mental health in general, to be able to deliver this in an effective manner. So first of all, the Ideal Parent Protocol, just as the name implies, uses a path as a path towards healing, the idea that instead of talking about trauma, instead of taking, let's say, each line of code that was written in a wrong and dysfunctional way by our dysfunctional parents, instead of talking about it and trying to dismantle it, we just take a more global approach, basically by using imagination, by using collaboration with the other person, using emotion and repetition, we create an environment where we create two parents that are ideally suited to our needs. And these two parents, via imaginary scenarios, we basically learn via imagination and collaboration with another person, which is very important, and I'll get to that later, we learn how to tolerate closeness. And that's very important for people who are constantly stuck in toxic relationships and they don't know why they are attracted to people who are emotionally unavailable, because they cannot tolerate closeness. They learn how to feel safe. They get rid of feelings of shame. Basically, we are trying to replace, in a roundabout way, all the things that you have been missing from childhood. And the reason why this works is because the subconscious mind is best penetrated when we are using symbols, when we are using repetition, and when we are using emotion and connection with the other person. Hence why you can't just do this by yourself. And I'll get to that later as well, to another reason why we can't do this by ourselves. So basically, we are trying to rewire the brain. And thanks to modern neuroscience, we know that the brain has changed even physically, like the actual structure of the brain is changed when a person goes from an insecure attachment to a secure attachment. And there's brain neuroimaging that shows that these arrangements in the brain change, because what changes the brain is repeating new good experiences. But in order to make them meaningful for the brain to even change that, we have to use a connection with the other person. We have to repeat them. And they have to be meaningful to us. So Let's say that this sounds really cool to you and you hate the idea of talk therapy and just talking about your problems, even though ideal parent protocol does involve a little bit of talk therapy. I mean, it's not only talk therapy, but what happens is, at least in the beginning, a good facilitator will spend some time with you understanding your needs, understanding your background, and understanding your unique attachment needs and your attachment style. So you know you yourself have a better awareness and a practitioner on how to build this ideal parents. So one of the big blind spots of survivors of childhood trauma is that they don't quite know all the ways in which they've been failed. So attempting to build an ideal parent by yourself, it's almost attempting to build a house with the same construction utensils you've had before, and you've built the house before and it was not good. So precisely because of these blind spots, trauma continues to be perpetuated. And this is why, another reason why, for example, online meditations are not that great. I mean, they can be soothing, but they're not that great, is because they're not personalized with the person's needs. For example, a child that's very creative and was very much into poetry and writing or painting and was raised into a family where the expectation was like, you have to choose a career path that will make you money, because if you're not making money, you're not being worthy. So an adult like that, with those frustrations, requires a specific type of individualized imaginary parent figure that fulfills that specific need. Being recognized for what they are and being encouraged to do what makes them happy. Of course, this is a very simple example. There are way more complicated scenarios where people have really specific needs that their parents fail to meet them. But what I'm saying is that based on the attachment interview and based on your needs and based on your blind spots, then the ideal parent is being constructed. Now, back to the topic of working with someone. So with attachment healing and trauma healing in general, one of the biggest things that it's being impacted is the ability to connect with others. You cannot heal attachment by yourself, sadly. Even though, I mean, the first impulse of someone with childhood trauma is to retreat and to try to DIY and do everything by themselves, because that's how they feel safe and it makes sense for them to feel safe that way. Unfortunately, we learn safety by being in contact with others. And the whole purpose of the ideal parent protocol, or I would say any coaching or therapy modality, is to enhance your ability to connect with others. Is not to make you dependent on the therapist or the coach, is to make you able at some point to make decisions, be open to exploring new possibilities, and find healthy relationships in your life. That's the goal. So one of the ways you achieve that goal is by collaborating with another person. And collaboration involves a lot of things. And that is a skill in itself that you only can practice with someone else. Safety and protection another part of attachment healing, you can only feel safe and protection in relationship to another else, to someone else. Attunement. You can learn how to be attuned to your own feelings by having someone else paying attention to how you feel. And all of these components are the components that makes someone open to connection, because now they had a good experience. Now they had someone they can trust, and much like a good parent, a good coach or facilitator or therapist, because they are providing that secure base, they are encouraging their client to explore, and they give them the courage over time to explore. Now, remember how I said in the beginning, what are the conditions for someone to be qualified to do this work? First of all, one has to have a really strong understanding of the attachment theory. One has to know exactly how each attachment style manifests itself, so they are able to catch any blind spots. So they are able to have a deep understanding of the other person's needs and where they should go further and where the other person needs help. Another condition would be for them to be secure. Someone who is not securely attached cannot model a secure attachment. They're going to get easily triggered by their client. Their own idea of closeness may be warped, and then they guide the client into, this would be very funny in a sad way, they will guide the client in a very warped idea of what connection is. For example, a practitioner with an avoidant attachment, they might encourage the client to have ideal parents that are not paying that much attention to the child. They are not paying that much attention to the client. Or someone who is anxious may not understand that in the early stages of imagining ideal parents, someone is not able to imagine them as being very close. They might be able to see them as being far away on a hill and not being, you know, very close to them, because they need the time to get accustomed to this ideal parent. So there are certain biases that can either make the client believe that closeness means that the other person just leaves them alone, or closeness is something that happens or must happen instantly, even if it doesn't feel natural. And another thing that I think is very, very beneficial in working with the practitioner, aside from the ideal figure, the ideal parents protocol, is that what you learn during this time and your idea of what intimacy is will get tested. And you can come to the session with what's happening to you and with all of your questions. And if you have someone who's securely attached, they can teach you during moments of tension how to act in a securely attached manner. They can model it for you. You can come to them with conflicts. You can come with them with fears of being isolated and not knowing how to get from out of isolation. You can come with them with all sorts of challenges, and they will be able to model that secure attachment. And the secure attachment is not only in relationship with others. The secure attachment is also in relationship with ourselves, meaning that even if you're not in a relationship right now or you're not trying to date right now, the secure attachment basically means you have a really good self-image. You trust yourself. You think you are worthy, and you think other people are worthy too. That's a very important distinction to make, because you might believe you are worthy and others are not worthy. That's not a real sense of self-esteem. That's being dismissive of others, and that's an avoidant attachment. So in the end, I think it's the ideal parent protocol. I think it's a really good roundabout way of exploring things and exploring your needs and all of the ways you've been failed by your parents, while using a little bit of talk therapy, but not going too deep into it. And instead of trying to use your conscious mind to make sense of your unconscious, we're kind of bypassing that. And we are using both the conscious and the subconscious working together to basically speed up the process. Because it is a process that takes time. And in studies, for example, it is a studied protocol. In studies, Professor Daniel Brown found that most people become secure after doing this protocol for around 2 years, and they start seeing significant changes starting at the 3-month mark. Now, 2 years for healing an attachment style, that's a really good timeline, because we have to understand the attachment style is good self-esteem and our ability to connect to ourselves and others. So basically, if we become secure, we're basically healing our trauma. You can't really have a secure attachment and still have unprocessed trauma. Because if you do have unprocessed trauma, you're not going to feel good about yourself. You're not going to know how to regulate yourself emotionally. You're not going to feel safe around others. You're not even going to know what safety is, and how to say no to unsafe people, and how to say yes to safe people. So I think, in my opinion, and I don't think it's only my opinion, I mean, there are other experts talking about this, achieving the secure attachment is basically the ultimate proof that you've been processing your trauma in a way that's helpful. And I think it's the stamp that says you are in a good, really good place. And I do believe that the ideal parent protocol is probably one of the best ways to get to that place. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I hope you learned something today, and I hope it all makes sense to you.